Mimi speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to get some information about a caregiver for my son who's nonverbal autistic. And I just have a question. I wanted to be his caregiver because at this present time, until I get a caseworker who can get him into like a day program, he has severe trauma that has happened in his life, and he's not going to really probably, to work with other people. But the problem, I just met with a supports coordinator. I never had these things before. He's 27 years old. And I do have power of attorney to sign, like, for him because we lost our home. So,
I'm sorry to hear
They told me, thank you so much. I appreciate your kindness. It's a lot. I'm trying to stay focused so I don't get emotional with you because you don't need that. But, so then the sports coordinator told me that now, because they didn't tell me that at the meeting, but then I tried another agency, so I was calling whatever the Keystone had told me. And then they said that since I was a power attorney, I could not do caregiving for my son. So they're ready to just throw it all away. Well, I'm not, because you have no idea what my son has been through. He was beaten in school. So I've had him since he was 12. I took him out of school because he was getting beaten. He has a lot of severe trauma because when we lost our home, we became homeless in our car for 6 months. It was just the most horrific thing happened to my son. I mean, it was bad. I'm not even going to speak about it, but it was bad. And I witnessed it, and I'll never be the same. And so it's like all of Michael's life, that's my son's Michael. All of his life I've tried to get these things. My husband, he had seizures and stuff, and I always took care of him, but he died when my children were 4, 5, and 6. And so I put all of my focus on my children, and I've always been fighting for all their rights. Now the other two are higher functioning on the spectrum. Michael was too, but he didn't get school, so he kind of regressed with the verbalization. Mm-hmm. So my question to you would be, like, how do I do that then? Because, like, I literally went to, like, a representative's office when we were homeless, and I got a form from them, and I had it notarized, so I was a power of attorney to sign, like, when I wanted to apply for housing, that he wouldn't have to go in the building because it would be hard for him. Do I just revoke my thing? And then I just don't even understand how this works. Like, he's always been with me. Now I understand, because I see quite a few people doing fraudulent things. Now I'm not one of them. No one has to believe me because you don't know me and nobody knows me,
right?
But I'm not one of the people. And I see, like, I have one, like, I live in an apartment building now. I know one, and I can see that they have a lot of money, and they're getting all kinds of things from the system I never even received. And I've been a widow mom for 30 some years. So thank you. It's kind of very frustrating, because one of his sisters would watch him, and I was trying to save my house at that point, and I couldn't make it. I was working 16 hours a day at a Wendy's. I had medical conditions. I'm older. But see, Michael, he's scared of people. I mean, he's very loving, and people come into the house for the meetings and stuff like that. He'll come over there, and he'll be hugged. Like, he's a hugger, and he's a beautiful person, but, like, I don't know how he's going to work well with, like, in other words, if they aren't going to let me be that, and someone's going to come here, I'm going to end up doing it anyway. I'm going to be, like, right there, because Michael's going to want me to be doing this instead of, like, a stranger doing the things that I do. I basically have to be, I'm actually another person. I do every single thing for him, like everything from the dressing to the bathing to the, and it's 24/7 thing, which I never complained about it or anything like that. But, like, people are starting to say to me, well, Joanne, you lost your home and you're trying to rebuild, and you can't get out and get a job. And now my car, I don't even have a car anymore. I send it into a shop for brakes and they ruined my engine. We're sort of in an apartment that doesn't fit us. We haven't been out of our apartment for 4 months, and my son's walking back and forth. So it's like, it's not even healthy.
Right. Can I put you on hold for just a half a second?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. I'm sorry. Thanks for holding. Hello.
That's okay. Yes, hello.
All right. Yes. So, wow, it's been a lot for you, I see.
Yeah, it's just that I know I had to apologize first off because I sort of went into one of my things, and that's why I tried to stay focused because, like, I could go to the really bad spectrum where I go really, like, into a flashback of what I witnessed. My son, literally, actually, when we were homeless, I burped out of the car while my daughter watched him in the car. And we were in the car for 6 months in the streets, on the streets. I'm not a street woman either. But he literally got shot, taser shot by a state, I call him a state monster, state trooper. Nothing was done about it. Okay. Like it was so something I witnessed, blood coming out of my son. He was shooting at him on the ground. And he literally was like a monster and going at my son for no reason at all. My son was not doing anything at all. And they got away with it. I tried to go to get justice for it in the courtroom, and they laughed, and they literally, and then there was two other that showed up after, and that definitely made him stop, because he did like 8 shots into my son, which was 55,000 currents each, okay? Okay, even when he's on the ground. So anyway, and then I don't even think the attorney that was working for me was actually real, because I think he folded and went over to the other side, because literally in the courtroom, I found out that all 3 of those state troopers were wearing audio cams that just didn't work that day. I find that really hard to believe that not one, but not two, but all 3 of them, they just weren't. And then on the stand, they just laughed when asked, well, why we don't know. Sometimes like we don't turn them on or something. I mean, they're a state police officer. You can't just not turn your audio cam on when it's, oh gosh. And then the person, the monster that did that to Michael, he immediately got his car taken away from him and his weapons, and he went into the gaming commission and went to a casino. Now, it was just like they punished him, yet they weren't going to have any justice for my son. And then what I witnessed, they didn't even take pictures, miss. I took pictures of all this that happened, of Michael, of all the blood all over the floor, the walls, him, everything. They didn't do it, and then when asked on the stand why I didn't, we don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You're a police officer. Like, you wouldn't take pictures of a crime scene, which they had told me there was supposed to be a full internal investigation with everyone's statements, but it never happened.
Right.
And was never done. And then it was even worse. But I had to fight to the end, but going into court was even worse because the jury was made up of 8 people. The foreman of the jury was a judge, which is judge's neighbor, and it just got worse from there. And then at the end, when he got off of, he got off of everything, Miss. And then that monster looks over at me, and he just started laughing. I was.
Wow, I'm sorry. That's been a lot. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I fight so hard for my son, and so many horrific things have been done wrong to him. And I'm trying to get caseworkers. I'm trying to get him into like a day program. He's always going to live with me until I take my last breath. And I will continue to go as far as God lets me. I pray every day. I'm here. Because I had to protect Michael, and I wanted, and I know for a fact in my heart, I don't care, they don't have to believe me, Michael can achieve all the goals because he's very intelligent, and people never gave him a chance, and it's very sad because they just see him as oh, he's just an older person now. No, he's actually not, and if anyone would ever take this, he's 27.
Oh, wow.
And if anyone ever take the time to get, like, to know him, they would see him, oh, my gosh, he would make you laugh, and he was such a loving person and kind and caring. He wipes tears off my face. I can't even describe the horrific things that have been done to him. And then I unfortunately had to stand there like a bystander watching it. And the last thing when that happened with him was just over the top for me. And I don't think I'll ever recover from that. Yeah.
I'm sorry
for
all you've been through. But I'm here to help you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, question for you. First of all, where do you guys live? Which county?
We live in Bucks County.
Bucks County. And do you have Medicaid for him?
Yes, he has Medicaid and Medicare, if that means anything, but he does have
look him
that.
Up. What's his name?
Okay, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, mm-hmm. last name Tempest, T as in Tom, E, M as in Mary, P as in Peter, E, S as in Sam, T as in Tom.
So Tempest, T-E, M as in Mary, P as in Peter, E-S?
E-S-T, yes, Tempest.
E-S-T, and what's his date of birth?
July 27th, 1998.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me look him up really quick here.
Okay, sure. Yeah, because that's what the I had never had any kind of I never had wraparound when he was younger. I never had anything for him. Nobody would give me anything, and I don't understand that, but the supports coordinator that came out there today said that when I call an agency to look for the one that they could look him up to see, you know, exactly what he has and
yes.
if it works with your program.
Let me see.
So
7/27/1998, right?
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay, so I see that he is with Keystone First, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And what's the home address you guys are living in now?
It's 401 Bellevue Avenue, apartment C as in cat, 4, Pendel, P-E-N-N-D-E-L, P-A, 19047.
Okay, so, and what's your name? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask.
Oh, yeah, yes, my name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, and the same last name, Tempest.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Just a second. I want to see if I can have my intake team speak to you now to help you with the process.
Okay, sure. Because they have to, obviously, that service coordinator or support staff, I don't know what they call, but they have to send everything to the state. So, like, she was ready to give it up yesterday, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't want to do that. I've come so far. I need to get these things started. One way or the other, whether it has to start with somebody and then I go later, no matter what it is, but like, it was kind of like, it was kind of like lucky by chance I found your name, because I was sitting, I was looking out the window, because like I said, we don't have a vehicle. So I'm looking out the window, like I do, looked out there, and I saw like a car go by with your name on it. And I was like, okay, that sounds like an agency. So that, yeah, so it was like really strange. So when I was looking up things, I met with her like yesterday morning. So I was looking up things in the afternoon. I never saw yours. I didn't know what to pick. I didn't know who to call. So it was like kind of funny that it just like drove past here today and I saw it. So I was like, I looked it up and I was like, oh, it is a caregiver agency. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to call up and see if they can help me, because I need a lot of help.
Yeah, of course, of course. Let me see one second.
Okay.
How's your day going so far?
It's okay. Thank you all for asking. How about you?
It's going good. Thank God.
Oh, that's good.
Can't complain.
Yeah. You get the weekends off?
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's good. You only have a couple more days and then you're free.
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting for the weekend.
Yeah.
How about yourself? Are you doing anything on the weekends or just relaxing?
No, yeah, we just kind of stay here. I have another daughter. She's higher on the spectrum. And then I have another daughter who lives kind of far away, so I don't get to see her or my grandson very often, only when they come sometimes, but very rare. I wish that I could see them a lot more, but maybe one day I will
hopefully
be able
soon.
To.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully I try to FaceTime them, but then sometimes the schedules don't work out with that either. So now I'm not even getting to see. I used to be able to FaceTime every night, but then now it doesn't work out like that. So I haven't seen him for a while, but he's a cutie. He's 4 years old. And he's very cute.
Sweet. That's cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's my only grandson, and besides like animal grandchildren, I got it.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you and the kids.
Thank you. You too and your family.
Thank you. Okay, so let me send you over to my intake team. Her name is Abigail. I'm going to send you over to her, and she'll give you a little welcoming call, and we'll help you out with the process for your son.
Okay, thank you. What was your first name?
Mimi. M-I-M-I.
M-I and Mimi. Okay, oh, I love that name. I was going to name a kitty cat that name one time.
Oh, really?
Mimi, I like that. Okay, well, thank you so much for all of your help. I appreciate you.
And thank you. And we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Bye.